He did a great job putting this together tonight. I enjoyed Reggie leading the song as well. About 8 years ago, I had a Buick Regal. And it was a nice Buick Regal that never gave me any problems. Until one day, I was driving down Hurstport Lane, making a turn on Westport Road, when all of a sudden, my car proceeds to down me. I pull off to the side of the road, and I call AAA. It was dark outside, and all of a sudden, a car pulls up behind me. Then two scary-looking characters get out of their car and start walking over to me. Now, I mentioned before up here that despite my appearance, I'm not the strongest upper body, as you might imagine. I immediately said a dark prayer up to the Lord and asked him to be with me during this time. The two guys come over, knock on the door, and I wrote on the window, and they say, "Do you need any help?" I told them thanks, but AAA was on their way. I felt like such a fool for prejudging these kind of folks. We should have love for all people. Never allow prejudice into our hearts. If we allow prejudice in our life, it can take root much deeper in our heart. We should love everybody, including the sinner. Yes, we should hate the sin, but still love the sinner. We can express that love by taking time to pray for them, and that they might be saved one day. If there's any trace of prejudice in us, we must get it out, for it is sinful. We have no say what nationality we would be or what color we would be. It was all in the plan of God for us. He brought us into this world, and he made all peoples. John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We should love all people, knowing that God loves them and sent his Son to die for them. Another way that we should not prejudge is with our own Christians. In Romans 1, verse 7, the Bible calls all of God's people saints. Because all who have received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and have been baptized and are living faithfully are saints. We all have different backgrounds, upbringings, income, homes, personalities. We are no different here amongst fellow Christians as we are in our everyday lives out in the world. The difference is that we should have love for one another regardless of our differences. The book of Philemon alludes to this. I'm going to read several verses from here. In verses 1 and 3, Paul, a prisoner of Christ, and Timothy, our brother, and to Philemon, our dearly beloved, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul was aged in prison at the time that he wrote this letter to his friend Philemon. He was a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Philemon was a slave owner who had been converted. He had a love and a faith toward the Lord Jesus and a love for all saints. There was no prejudice in him. He was a good Christian filled with the love of God. This was his testimony. No matter what nationality or race people were, he was filled with love for all. It was the love of God in his heart. Paul prayed for Philemon. He had heard of his love and faith toward the Lord and toward all saints. This brought great joy and comfort to Paul. The hearts of God's people were refreshed by Philemon. In verse 4 and 5, I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints. Now Philemon had an experience with God. He had a great faith and love for the Lord Jesus. The scripture is very clear to tell us of this great love. In verse 6 and 7, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. We have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the vows of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. Paul's great desire was that Philemon receive Onesimus. He was concerned that Philemon receive him, in verses 8 through 16, no longer as a servant, but as a beloved brother of the Lord. In verse 17 through 19, if you count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. If he hath wronged thee or oweth thee aught, put that on mine account. I, Paul, have written it with my own hand. I will repay it. Albeit I do not say to thee how thou owest unto me thine own self abides. You can feel Paul's deep love as you read the epistles. In Philemon, you can feel his love for Philemon and Onesimus. And he told Philemon that if Onesimus had taken anything wrongfully, then Paul would restore it. Paul was willing to take a debt on himself if that was the case. How many of us would do that? That's true love. Paul had such a great love towards God's people and also for the lost and dying. We know it was God's plan and purpose for Paul to suffer persecution for Christ's sake. From these scriptures, we have seen what true brotherly love is all about and what it can really do. It can help someone stay in the faith because they feel that love for God's people. We need this brotherly love when new people come to church. We need to feel that love without any prejudice. And we need to love our neighbor as ourselves, both the believer and the sinner. If anyone here tonight prayers of the church. Now is the time we've set aside at Easton. If anyone would like to become a member of the saints of the church, now is the time also as we stand.